been a strong 12 months for Wall Street, with shares up about 30%. It extends a long bull run, which began in 2009 after the global financial crisis, as the Federal Reserve printed money to stimulate the economy. As Thomson Reuters analyst John Noonan explains, Barack Obama was US president at that time.
I mean, the stock market went up 130% under Obama, and when he came in 2008, the stock market had been absolutely trashed. He never really once mentioned or used the rise in the stock market as validating his presidency. It's not what presidents do, particularly when there's other factors at play.
But it is what US President Donald Trump does, taking to Twitter to crow about a string of share market records, like on August the 3rd, the stock market at an all-time high. That doesn't just happen. Then later, on December the 19th, we have never had 70 Dow records in a one-year period. Wow. John Noonan says Mr. Trump can take some of the credit.
He certainly helped the market rise probably more than it would have had he not been president. I think the Trump policies and Trump's business-friendly attitude has certainly given the U.S. market probably more of a lift than other global markets. And yes, he has added to what was already a very strong bull run.
Donald Trump's influence on the U.S. market has been dramatic, rising immediately after his election win. Following his inauguration, the market jumped when he made public his plans to deregulate the banks. But as John Noonan explains, the real surges came after he detailed his tax plan and then after those plans were passed late last year.
You know, they claim that it was a big cut for the middle class, but it really wasn't. I mean, in fact, in some states like New York and New Jersey and California, the middle class will probably be worse off from these tax cuts than they were before. But for big business, for multinationals, for big Wall Street companies, the tax cut was fantastic.
Niv Dagan is an analyst at Peak Asset Management. He says those tax cuts will likely drive company profits, which it's hoped may spill into an economy continuing to grow under Donald Trump's leadership.
We've seen the unemployment at 4.1%. Over 200,000 new jobs have been created in the last several months, and that US economy is really striving away.
But John Noonan adds there may be a stumbling block ahead.
It'll be very interesting to see what happens in the second half of the year, because we're getting to levels where companies are very highly valued, and we're also going to be seeing a lot of central bank tightening. We're going to see central banks starting to hike rates, normalize policy. And don't forget this 100-month stock market rally we've seen, a lot of it has been due to the fact that central banks have been printing money like it's going out of style. This has really helped the market. They're going to start taking that back now.
Niv Dagan agrees to an extent.
The market is perceived as overvalued. So, look, we believe that the market or the US Fed will increase interest rates by about one or two times throughout 2018. And we believe that the US market, or in terms of the stock market, will probably top off around that 26,000 level and have a little bit of a pullback around that 3-5% before another leg up.
That would likely ease the pace of record growth on Wall Street.